Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Mucciola ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Trevor. The former blockup has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. And we have a great program for you today. E.J. Raddick, NHL Network, NHL.com, senior reporter joining us at 10:30 to talk Blues hockey. The Hall of Famer Rick Hummel, the commish, at 10:45. Bob Wallace, the outstanding attorney in town who ran the Big Red, who ran the Rams, who ran the Eagles. He'll stop by at 11 o'clock with Martin Kilcoyne. Hey, the Stanley Cup trophy is coming also. We are broadcasting live from the Big Island Spa, 1300 Washington Avenue, just a couple of minutes from KSDK, and we're excited to be here. This is one really cool place. They have massage rooms. They have relaxing rooms where you listen to tranquil music. You drink water with that little flavor of fruit in it. They have a waterfall. They have yoga classes. It's really a peaceful, just kind of relaxing place. You can get facials, and they're really big on these foot massages, too. And I'll tell you what, the first person that comes down here in the 11 o'clock hour, we will give away a 60-minute massage. How about that? A 60-minute massage if you just come on by and say hello to us at the Big Island Spa. And if you come around to around 11:30, you may be able to get a picture with the Stanley Cup trophy. All right. Our opening monologue is brought to you by the great people at Worldwide Technology Raceway. And let's begin with lap one. Let's get one thing perfectly straight. The Blues did not lose that game four last night because of chippiness or losing their composure. They lost the game because Dallas wanted it more. And the Blues actually had players play their worst game of the season in game four of the series. I mean, when you think about it, with the exception of Robert Thomas and Colton Parayko, who actually did okay? Who? Let's listen to the Stars' onslaught.
For one of those defensemen you were talking about, Kendall Klingberg. Now Zuccarello with a shot. That deflects wide. Comes back out in front. They score! Dickinson! Lindell towards the net. Radulov was looking for it. Spencer with a drive. Score! Ahead now to Sagan. Down the left side. Puts on the brakes. Cross ice for Klingberg. Klingberg shoots. He scores!
Yeah, they came out with more urgency than we did. Sure. Obviously, it was good getting the first goal, but yeah, we didn't respond well. I think, they played better than us. When we look at the whole game, we had some good things at times, but our consistency wasn't there. Yeah, they were possessing the puck down low against us, which gave us issues and kind of wore us down. Where, you know, we didn't find our game, our offensive, you know, structure till later on. It was too late. That happens, you know, the adjustments we got to make. We know, you know, we're disappointing ourselves. That wasn't the game we wanted, but, you know, it's a best out of three now, and, you know, we're confident we'll turn around.
That was Ryan O'Reilly after the game, and I think a lot of people would like to see Ryan O'Reilly have a bigger impact. After all, he was their most valuable player, not named Jordan Binnington during the regular season. He hasn't been quite the same in the postseason. I wonder if there's an injury. Who knows? Now to the extracurricular activities.
Yeah, stuff happens. I don't really remember. you know, it's playoff hockey. He's an effective guy, and we just got to handle and take care of what we can control, and that's our game.
And then we got to ask you, you know, just about going over there towards Bishop. Did you do something to him? Bishop towards the bench?
No, just skating off, and emotions were high, and, you know, came back in here and regrouped. And, you know, like I said, it's playoff hockey, and it's exciting, and the fans are into it. So it was an exciting game, and we're looking forward to the next game.
Yeah, I mean, I was reaching, trying to prevent him from playing, and I don't know, he's 6'6", so he's a big guy.
Okay, a couple of things. First of all, I kind of smiled, and I liked watching and hearing about what Jordan Binnington did. I mean, Jamie Benn had it coming, okay? You don't touch the goalie, and I love the fact that this guy's got a little fire. And the Big Ben thing, hey, it's a 25-year-old rookie goaltender trying to put a little life into a lifeless club. It wasn't going to cost you. And please don't tell me, oh, he lost his composure. That's what people were telling me on Twitter last night. No, he didn't. He stood on his head in the third period. He's the best player on the team in the third period. He didn't do anything wrong. Now, David Perron, that was not real courageous. I mean, Big Ben may get an Academy Award for that, but still, that was not a smart thing to do. I know I sound maybe a little hypocritical here because Binnington did one thing I'm defending and Perron did it. Now, let me tell you something. If Jordan Binnington, after that period's over, wants to, you know, stand up for himself after he was hit by Ben, then he can do that. And then him going after Big Ben? I don't have a problem with it. Did you hear the Ben line afterwards? We're a bunch of grown men acting like donkeys. Welcome to the National Hockey League playoffs, where there can't be a playoff in all of professional sports, where there is so much hatred over a week and a half period. Thoughts on Game 4 in Big D? Come on aboard. Lap 2. You know, we're so excited about this Blues franchise and what's happened in the calendar year 2019. And we're all really anticipating a long playoff run. But last night, I got to tell you, I'm driving home, and I had this weird thought. Do you know the season could be over Sunday night? That seems so far-fetched, but it's possible. I mean, if Ben Bishop stands on his head in back-to-back games, and that Stars team plays the next two games like they did the first two periods, it's over. It's over Sunday night. And I don't think that's going to be the case, but it just seems so crazy with all of this hope and optimism that the season could end Sunday. Say it ain't so. I don't think it's going to happen that way. You know what's crazy is Friday night, this is what's going to happen. Don't you think, everybody, listen up. This is what's going to happen. They're going to come out so fired up at 8:30 on a Friday night or 8:45, and they're going to get to Bishop. They're going to win the game. And then after a bad game, Bishop always comes back and has a great game. He's 11-2 after giving up three goals or more with an unbelievable goals against. And then we have a Game 7 back here in St. Louis. I am not really certain of a lot of things in life. Death, taxes, Larry Bird's jump shot, my mom's cooking. But I was really certain this was going to be a long series. All right, lap 3. Worldwide Technology Raceway opening monologue. So a short time ago, we were saying, do you know the Cardinals were in first place in the division? Then earlier in the week, do you know the Cardinals had the best record in the National League? And then last night, they went to bed with the best record in all of baseball.
Here's a 2-1 pitch to Adam Eaton. And it's in the air. This should do it. Colton Wong under it. And, folks, the Cardinals are the 10th team in the long history of St. Louis Cardinals baseball to start with 20 wins in their first 30 games.
Wow. Rays are 19-10. Cardinals are 20-10. Best Cardinals start since 2015. And the crazy thing is, they have this start, this incredible start, 20-10, without having, you know, great starting pitching. But they're making up for lost time. Jack Flaherty was brilliant. Adam Wainwright was really good. And so, too, was Miles Michaelis last night. Six innings and one run. How about it, manager Mike Schilt?
Yeah, it went toe-to-toe. And, you know, definition of pitching there because, you know, his fastball command was a little spotty, but he had the curveball he could rely on. And, you know, he made pitches. He was effective in the zone when he needed to be and, you know, competed really, really well. Had some traffic out there, left him out there, and did a really nice job to get through six.
Lap four. Worldwide Technology Raceway opening monologue. Marcel. Now, granted, he got a break on that double in the first, which was butchered by Robles. But he still had three hits. He's slugging .635. Think about this. That's 123 points higher than Paul Goldschmidt, who's been pretty good too. And how about the play in the sixth inning? Now, I'm not saying it was a difficult play that you, like, needed a 28-year-old Gold Glove Barry Bonds to make it. But 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, Marcell Ozuna may have tried to be Tobey Maguire and climb the wall. But last night, well, let's listen.
And a high fly ball to deep left. Ozuna back at the wall. He's got it. Just enough room. Marcell Ozuna near the bullpen door.
Marcell's a Gold Glove outfielder, and, you know, he went back and made a nice play. You know, it's a play that he expects to make, and was a nice play, but didn't surprise me in the least.
He's got to remind us of that Gold Glove for a while. Imagine we're celebrating the catching of a routine ball. I guess Max Scherzer would have taken it. He was a victim last night. He was plenty good, but his defense really failed him in that first inning. All right, lap five. Now to the most gracious and humble and best teammate I've ever seen in a Cardinal uniform. Another night for Jose Martinez, hitting .375 and counting.
Ground ball, and it gets through. Two runs will score. Infield drawn in. Martinez singles up the middle.
I think we need to reestablish this, his background, to appreciate this more. 11 full seasons as a minor leaguer, 890 games, 3,254 at-bats. You know, that's while having peanut butter sandwiches in the locker room before and after games, or having to go through McDonald's for the dollar value meal because your meal money simply won't cover three meals, or taking long bus trips, or catching commercial flights at 6 a.m. after going to sleep at 2 a.m. So when this man got that $3.25 million two-year deal, it was a big deal. 3.25 doesn't seem like a whole lot. I mean, Dexter Fowler probably makes that in a month almost, right? That's why his teammates, when they heard that Jose Martinez got that two-year deal, they cheered for him when they got the news. They cheered for Jose because for the first time in his baseball career, he knew he's going to be in the big leagues or making big league money for two consecutive years. You know what he said too? I'll never forget this. He said he was going to send some of the money home to help out his family in Venezuela. And how about this stat? Had Brian get it today. This is really impressive. Over the last 3 years combined, only two hitters have a higher batting average than Jose Martinez in Major League Baseball. Only two. He's hitting .313 over about a three-year period. It's really one of the great stories of perseverance, passion, and compassion. Jose Martinez hitting .375. All right, lap six. Worldwide Technology Raceway opening monologue. Stream of consciousness. John Minio's is our food pick. The actual dish was cavatelli pescatore. And I'm telling you, there is more seafood on this plate than in the Pacific Ocean. Mussels, shrimp, clams, huge freaking lobster chunks, all in one pasta dish. John Minio is the former Parkway Central running back. And quick little story. His mom and dad started the restaurant about 46 years ago, okay? And they both worked there every day. And he's showing me, like, these pictures of mom and dad when they were, like, you know, 45, 50 years old. And I swear to God, I looked at John Minio Sr. I thought I was looking at a picture of my dad. I mean, it looked exactly like my dad. And his mother, who just could not be sweeter, Anna, you know, in addition to having this pescatore dish, which is so good, she says, I want you to try some of my red sauce. And I tell you, you can have anything else in life. You just give me red sauce on some noodles, you know, if it's homemade like that. Hers is just outstanding. And although John didn't want to go public with this, he did say that restaurateurs in the St. Louis area, and I won't mention their names, when they have like a Sunday holiday party, they'll go to Minio's and get Mama's gravy. All right, explain this one for me, please. How is Sean Miller still the head coach of the Arizona Wildcats? I mean, the wiretap shows that he was paying two players out of his own pocket, DeAndre Ayton and Raw Alkins. It's on tape. How did he coach this year? I mean, there's a lot of questions in college basketball. How is, like, Bruce Pearl still coach of Auburn, or Will Wade reinstated at LSU? I guess it just doesn't matter. If you're winning and packing buildings and going to the NCAA and generating revenue, we're going to keep you there till you're actually handcuffed. Till you're actually handcuffed in the office and taken right to jail. College presidents are just crazy. Unbelievable. All right, those are some of my thoughts. Let's hear some of yours. Your reaction from game four. Anybody think Jordan Binnington screwed that up last night? No, it was a 4-1 game when he started to hit Ben, actually. What are you anticipating in game five back here in St. Louis? How about Jose Martinez? How about Marcelo Zuna? Unbelievable. All right, the Maryville University Lister line, you can reach us at 855-282-8255. Each new student at Maryville is assigned a life coach who is a knowledgeable resource for academic advising, mentoring, campus networking, career guidance, and all things Maryville. Go to maryville.edu. And the great people at the Bomberito Automotive family want to remind everybody, if you're looking for a car, look no further than Bomberito. You can go through their extensive inventory of new cars and pre-owned cars and see if they don't have the right car for you. I bet they do. Bomberito does a terrific job. They sell over 30,000 cars a year, 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. We are broadcasting live from Washington Avenue, the Big Island Spa. And the first person that comes by here in the 11 o'clock hour, we are going to give away a 60-minute massage. How about that? It's really a cool place. They have a relaxing room, the music, the water with the fruit, the waterfall. They have yoga classes. It's really a beautiful place. Come on by, say hello. Remember, Stanley Cup trophy coming here at 11:30. We'll take a break. We're coming back with E.J. Raddick right after this.